What's going on, foodies, good guys and gals, the Nisto Bros podcast, Beverage Barras, and Justins. We got a Justin on the pod this there week.
Yeah, but not the good
episode,
one.
Episode 75. Shout out to Ryan Reeves, new Ranger 75. So it's the Ryan Reeves episode. But yeah, we got the second best Justin that we could get. Jess was occupied. So we'll have to deal with Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah. Ooh. And why do we have Mark on, Mike?
Mark What's is here reason? Because we're doing a fantasy football draft similar to the way we did it with Sully. We all love Sully, and we're all going to, well, know Mark at the end of this. So
at the very least, that's where I
have to put it.
But yeah, fantasy football draft is going to be exciting. I just did an actual fantasy football draft on Sunday. I'm not trying to brag, but my team is projected third best out of 12. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Very nice. But, I actually did mine yesterday as a little prep ski. It wasn't intentional though. It was the day before, but mine's only an 8-man league, a little less impressive. You know, my team's just naturally going to be a little bit more stacked, but
of course, you know, how are you looking?
They're going to be, going to be very exciting to see how our teams shape up, though. We got a graphic to show you guys later in the episode, and we'll be doing the draft from that.
Mark, I know you don't really like fantasies, especially baseball, but do you do fantasy football, like regular fantasy?
Usually football? This year, I'm not in a league just because I didn't have anyone that wanted to just do one and would care as much as I would. So yeah, I would just win it too easily.
That's fair. Yeah, I know we've done it previously with like our friend group, but it's kind of stopped. I know we're planning on doing that like eliminator thing with our friends, which will be pretty cool. You pick a team and stuff like that. I've never done that, so
yeah,
that'll be fun.
Survivor,
not eliminator. Sorry, Survivor. That'll be cool. Jets every week.
Yeah,
of course. Speaking of Jets, we got birthdays for September 4th, not today technically, of September or September 3rd.
Yeah, pre-recording.
September 4th, speaking of Jets, Beyonce. It's
she
Beyonce's
has a few Jets, hey?
She's got to have a couple private jets, and they are probably all to the left.
She flies me out to the house in LA all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. You and Beyonce are on great terms. But yeah, shout out to Beyonce. She's got to be in her 40s, I'm thinking.
43, just a guess. I don't know.
43? I was thinking a little older. I'm thinking like 45. And I'm thinking Beyonce, Ariana with one N, Knowles. That's her last name, right?
Yeah, Knowles.
Knowles.
I think that she's 43 also. I'm gonna agree with you, Mark, and I'm gonna say that
she can't be 43.
Yeah, probably not. I'm gonna say her middle name is Rebecca. That's all.
Double C's, Mark. Course. You want to guess at her middle name, or you want to pass?
No, because if I was to take a guess at this, I would say something like Marie, because that's every woman's middle name.
That's fair. That's a good strat. It's a good strategy.
However, let's go with it. We were all wrong. She is turning the big 4-0 tomorrow.
Wow.
That is really crazy that she's only 40.
Sorry, I said you're 40.
So acclaimed in every respect. But her middle name is Giselle. So
I was close
off on that one.
Yeah, not really. Not really good.
Giselle Knowles Carter. The next happy birthday is gonna go to my guy. I'm gonna skip to the third one.
Oh, okay.
Hall of Famer. That's Mike Piazza.
Nice.
Yes. Obviously, famous Mets catcher, famous Dodgers catcher. You know, really, really good at hitting the baseball.
Yeah, pretty decent. Would you say, I mean, you might be a little biased, but would you say he's probably one of the best catchers ever?
Yeah, because there's like so few catchers that make it to Cooperstown. I feel like there's just, you know, it's really a selective group that gets there. So I feel like he has to be considered in that upper echelon just to make it there. And then even within that, I feel like he is at the top there just for like some of the most, obviously he wasn't, you know, the defensive wizard that there's some.
There's been a lot of said that he's like the best hitting catcher. Right.
But I think that alone really kind of.
Mark, what do you think about Piazza's legacy?
I think he's probably fourth or fifth.
Really?
Yes.
What do you got above him?
I'm thinking about that right now. I think based on longevity and hitting alone, Yadier is above him.
That's very true. That's a good point.
Just because of how long he's lasted and still been at least okay.
Yeah.
I've tried anyone, especially at a catcher whose knees explode when they turn 25.
Yes, seriously. Yeah. And also Yadier has like probably one of the best fielding catchers in the, you know, ever. So
it's just scary, his percentage of throwing people out that try to steal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's definitely crazy. Yeah.
And then Yadier is a good doubles is funny.
Who else do you think?
Yeah, well, I could have been at like second and a half by then.
Who else do you think you got up there better than Piazza?
I mean, oh man, better than Piazza. If I had to, off the top of my head, I'm thinking of people that I don't even think are better than Piazza, like Jorge Posada.
I thought of Posada too, and I still think if I had to pick between the two, I'd pick Piazza. Yeah.
So would I. That's why I just said, wait, why did I think of that? It probably because we grew up in New York, and it's just easy to think of New York catchers like that.
Would you think of like Yogi Berra?
Yeah, I know it's
way,
Yogi
before
Berra
our
was
time.
the one I saved because that's the easy one.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like Austin, you probably know his middle name, right?
I think it's Joseph.
I have two guesses.
I'm not 100% sure.
Joseph was one of my guesses.
It sounds familiar. I don't know it for sure, though.
I think he's going to be the big 5-3 today, and I'm going to lock in Michael Joseph.
Okay.
I had two guesses, but I'm sticking with
Michael
Joseph.
I'm going to say it's 52, though.
52.
Mark, do you have a guess?
He's probably 52 sounds right.
Oh, me and Mark are on the same page. And what about the middle name?
What do you think?
Middle name, isn't it Joseph?
I think we're all locked in on Michael Joseph. I think that Michael, one is a bit of a...
It is Michael Joseph. I think maybe we all heard it in the Cooperstown induction or something like that.
I think that's where I knew it.
Rang a bell, and he is turning 53. Congrats, Mike. You got that one on the dot. Cool.
Oh,
I think I remember seeing it on like the plaque. I remember they had a plaque when they retired his number at Citi Field. I went to that game, and I remember seeing it on my time hop every year that I went, and I touched the plaque. And then the security guard was like, hey, don't touch the plaque. And I was like, well, joke's on you, guy. I already touched it. I can't untouch the plaque. So I got what I wanted. But I think it said it on there. So happy birthday to Pizza, they used to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Last birthday.
Just thought of another better. Sorry.
Who do you got?
Pudge.
I thought about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there.
I think that one's close. I think
that one's a little closer than like Yogi and Yadier. I probably would give the nod to Yadier, though. Especially for his long trip. But Pudge is definitely close. He's up there.
Pudge is another one that I felt like would just play forever when he actually stopped. I didn't believe it.
I know, right? It seemed like it was like a hoax. It wasn't real life.
I hit myself. I kept pinching myself and I wouldn't wake up.
Right. Last birthday, last but not least, my boy. And some may even think that I am this person. Xavier Woods. Mark knows what I mean by that. Professional wrestler Xavier Woods. That's me. So
and
the backstory. Yeah, of course. The backstory behind that is when I think the Shield was the first one that we did, right?
Mark? It was the Shield first because of someone's obsession with Seth Rollins.
Yeah, there was someone that we knew. Had an obsession with Seth Rollins, and he claimed to be Seth Rollins. So naturally, very, very similar. So Mark and I decided to pick the other two, and we're like, oh yeah, sure. So I got stuck with Roman, and at the time that was a bad thing. But now I'm sitting at the head of the table, like, acknowledge me. So we did that with them and for the New Day. And I got Xavier Woods, so I'm going to be the only one to not win the big title. But that's okay, because I can play the trombone really well.
Francesco.
Austin Creed, I believe, is his real name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know his middle name. I want to say he's going to turn 38. No, I think that's too old.
Yeah, I think that's too old also. I'm going to go 35, and I'm going to say it's Austin Robert Creed.
No chance. I'm going to say 30. What'd you say? Five? I'm going to say 6. 36. Austin.
Price is Right.
Austin. It's funny you mentioned that. We'll get to it. 36. Austin Tyson Woods. Because I saw my Tyson kids autographed. That's what I said.
Austin Woods.
Shh, I know what I said. We'll check the tape. Austin Creed. Monkey in the truck. Edit that out. What do you think, Mark? How old?
I also was going to say 36, but as for middle name, I'm going to guess, okay, his name's Austin. It's pretty basic. Let's go something pretty basic. You know, let's say Mark. I like it.
With a K or with a C?
With a K, of course. No one knows how to spell Mark the right way.
Damn.
So we got a huge plot twist here. He is turning 35.
Dang.
Ooh,
but
his no middle name listed, but the second plot twist is that Creed is also
a ring name.
Isn't it like Watson or something?
It is Austin Watson.
Oh,
no middle name.
I don't know Austin where I Watson. Pulled that out of my head.
There's a
you've been on the wiki, I'm sure, Mark.
No, never. Shut up.
Closes Wikipedia tabs. So happy birthday to those three. Awesome. Tell them about this first.
So Mark, bring up when we were guessing the ages? That was pretty spot on. Because you know what happened on this day?
What?
In 1956.
Uh-oh.
The Price is Right premiered for the first time ever.
Can you believe it?
Oh, I see that. I just knew because I'm a regular watcher.
You're like keeping them running.
September 4th.
Die Hard writer.
It's crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, you go.
Keep going. I don't want
to. I was going to say, even crazier is on this day in 1972, The Price is Right debuted on CBS. So it started in 56, and then in 72,
16th anniversary,
it debuted on CBS. Now it's made it big time, but even at that time, 16 years, like you just said, Mark, it was the U.S.'s longest running game show
on CBS.
And it's been on for 40 more years, 50 more years almost. Incredible. So definitely longest running by a long shot. Price is Right, goated game show.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Whoa.
Yep, said it. It's a movie quote. I'm allowed to say it.
Okay.
It's also my show, so I do what I want.
That's like me quoting The Hangover and saying, it's from a movie. It's fine.
It was Adam Sandler. It's fine.
Yeah, what has he ever done that's inappropriate?
Right? Nothing. 1945, however, not Adam Sandler. American chess grandmaster Reuben Fine, what a name, wins 4 simultaneous rapid, which means 10 seconds per move, games blindfolded in New York City. Now, what the does that mean?
Yeah, we saw that. We were just absolutely dumbfounded.
He's playing 4 games at the same time, which in of itself is wild, but he's blindfolded. And he makes his moves in 10 seconds, blindfolded, in New York City.
I can't even walk in text.
How does he do that? How did he do that?
And he won all of them. He won every single game. And he
won them all.
And I would imagine
he played
one game of chess.
I would imagine that his opponent didn't even – they were able to see. That wasn't a thing that they said. I'm pretty sure that they were able to see.
Assume so.
So that's just absolutely crazy.
They were.
You were there?
Like my 15th birthday.
You know, I think I was born the year after, so I don't really quite remember that one. 1945,
though. Might have been there in a past life, but not sure.
Yeah, so we just thought that one was crazy and wanted to bring that up.
So weird.
To be 15 again.
So many moons ago.
Yes. That being said, many moons ago was hashtag Nisto Drinks. It was actually only one moon. It was one moon ago.
Technically one moon. By the time you're listening,
what a transition.
It'll be I know. Our segues are always on point, Mark. So good. That's how we like to keep it. And I tried something that I've never seen before. Tummy Yummies. And you know, I was a little tummy yummies.
Okay. That's a T. Okay.
Yes. It's
like Pam.
Okay. Yeah, no
tummy like what I have.
Yeah. Tummy. Same.
Oh, which reminds me. Keep going.
When there are yummies in my tummy. And I will say that the tummy yummies did provide a good amount of yummy in my tummy.
How many times can he say yummy and tummy in this
really interesting, like, small plastic bottle that was like kind of like a small water bottle, but it had a sport cap at the same time. It advertised that it didn't spill. And I tried that and it didn't. So that was pretty good. Didn't spill. It kind of had like a Kool-Aid jammer type vibe, or like a Capri Sun, like, you know, nothing out of this world. The weirdest thing, I really wanted to bring this up more in the episode, but I only said it once. So I'll bring it up here. That's what the point of this is. We get to talk about it more. It said it was like a water-based drink. Like, that's what it promoted under the thing. I was like, what does that even mean? Like, I understand it. It's water, and then they put flavoring and sugar in it and high fructose corn syrup. But it's like, there's like zero juice in it that to make it any like fruit flavor. It's zero juice. It's just water with flavoring in it. So it's kind of like, I just thought of this on the fly. It didn't really like have this much potency to it, but it's almost essentially like Mio. I guess you could think of it like,
I like,
you
know, Mios.
You put water, it's just water mixed with a bunch of other stuff, and it makes this fruity beverage. That's kind of all it is. But it, all in all, it was good. I think it wasn't like big over the top flavor, like, wow, this is like packing so much, but it was good for what it was. And I thought that, you know, it held its own, and I thought it had a purpose. I felt like it was definitely more kid friendly, like, you know,
like a juice box or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know how many men, you know, over the age of 20, are drinking
tummy yummies.
I got to get my tummy yummies. So
nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not in my fridge right now.
Yeah. So
you think it's still in the fridge?
That's what's in this cup, some tummy yummy.
I would say, though, you know, that was the blue flavor, the berry blast. I didn't even look it up if there are other flavors. I would imagine there are. I would be down to probably try another one. It was good enough for sure. I would be down to get down with the down boys and maybe get some tummy yummies with them.
Yeah. Go watch episode, I don't know, 32. Okay. No, I don't know.
51.
Yeah. 51 was it?
I don't know.
I actually sent that interview in for a school assignment. Nice. It wasn't like I cheated. Like, I was allowed to do that. Was that it for Nisto Drinks?
Yes, it was.
As for Nisto Eats, time of recording, haven't done it yet. But go back and watch it. I'm not going to spoil it to you guys what I'm going to be doing.
58
was the Down Boys episode. So go watch that interview with Steve and Tony. That was a lot of fun. Jersey Muscle Society, formerly known as the Down Boys. But I haven't done an episode of Nisto Eats yet, but I'm going to. And it's not pizza. It's keep your sweet tooths ready. I put sweet teeth. Sweet teeth.
That's a weird thing. I've never heard anyone say sweet teeth before.
Sweet teeth. Keep all your sweet teeth. Sweet tooths. Ugh.
I guess it's always implied you only have one sweet tooth.
Yeah. So if you're talking to more than one person, would it be tooths? Keep your sweet tooths.
Tooth just isn't a word, so I That's don't think not. It would be.
Yeah.
Your sweet teeths, your teeth, your teeth. It would just be teeth.
Yes.
Anyway, singular person, keep your sweet tooth ready because it's on the dessert side.
Thank you for watching the Mr. Rose Grammar and Spelling Podcast.
Yes, this is the grammar. We should do a grammar and spelling episode, and it would be very appropriate and punctual and other grammar words if Mark was on it.
Big indeed. And grammar cop.
Precise.
Quite.
Me.
Indubility. Anywho, speaking of indubility, let's do this fantasy draft. Let's do this.
Oh, are you ready for it?
As they say in football, let's do that football.
All right, well, I'm going to share my screen here.
Austin's going to share a screen.
The hand egg.
Can here's everyone see my screen?
Here's the pig skin. Yes. Oh, so you already have it in an order. See, I was going to do random.org.
I didn't put it in order. I didn't put it in an order, though.
Well, you could see clearly here. I have our names here in the list, and I'm going to hit randomize.
Mark, have you ever used random.org before?
Look at that.
I'm pretty sure I was the first person to ever use random.org.
He introduced it to me. So you guys can clearly see the crack in my screen, as well as the order reading Mike, Mark, and Austin, which is how it shows right there.
Yeah, right here. Mike's
team,
saw
me
Mark's
randomize
team,
it.
Austin's team.
It wasn't.
Why am I always in the middle?
It wasn't.
I always get bitch seat.
No comment. Bitch seat. Hey, you can't say that.
Repeated it. So
it's a PG show. Can't say that word.
I don't know.
You didn't quote a movie.
So are they?
You didn't quote a movie.
I was quoting every Raw wrestler.
True.
Sorry, every Raw women's wrestler.
So here it is.
Sorry.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt there. But I think we're going to continue like we did last time. We didn't discuss this, but we'll do like serpentine draft. So like I'll get two picks at the end of first round. Snake, serpentine. And
Is a snake, technically, but yeah.
Should we what? I've never gotten that in my whole life.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
A serpent is a snake.
I think maybe
bro,
I saw
you've watched from Harry Potter.
I know. But I feel like maybe I saw that on Twitter once as like things you never put together. But like I really don't think I've ever really remembered that before. Okay.
Well, I know.
Should we read out all of the pool?
Yeah, read it all for the audio learners, but you can read it out. I don't want to read it. I'm scared.
Okay. So at quarterback, we have we have five at each position and then 10 at wide receiver because we're each going to pick one quarterback, one running back, two wide receivers, one tight end, one defense, one kicker, and then a flex. It can be anything. Well, really any running back, wide receiver, tight end you want. Gotcha?
Word.
Okay. So the first five quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and Kyler Murray. Five running backs, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott, and Derrick Henry. Wide receiver, we got Tyreek Hill, Calvin Ridley, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins. Now there's 10 of them, five more. DK Metcalf, Mike Evans, Justin Jefferson, CD Lamb, and Julio Jones, or Julio Hones, depending on who you're talking to. Tight end, five of them also. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, and TJ Hockenson.
I don't know why that made me pop.
And then the defense and special teams that we will be picking from are the Steelers, Buccaneers, Ravens, Washington football team, and the LA Rams. And then the five kickers are Harrison Butker, Young Ho Koo, Justin Tucker, Rodrigo Blankenship, and Matt Prater. So
what a name.
There it is. As you guys could see, I tried to line up when the Ravens were together. When the Packers were
together. I'm glad you pointed it out because I didn't notice it.
The Chiefs.
But you tried. I like it.
The Bills.
So good.
And the Cardinals. I tried my best. Oh, and the Falcons. Boom.
Looks great.
Thanks.
Appreciate Phenomenal.
It. Okay. That was a roundabout way. And we will now start off the draft.
Yeah. And with the first overall pick, I don't know what to do because I hate the first overall pick. I picked third in my draft. I think I would go with a running back because they're so good, and I would have to go with McCaffrey. He is a beast. He's like number one overall in like everybody's fantasy projections, and I think he's going to continue to do that. So go off, good guy, Christian. That's my guy.
Why are you so small?
That's what she said.
Don't be that small.
Probably not to Christian McCaffrey, though.
Or Christian Rewerts, to that matter. Good guy, Christian.
Oh, yeah, good guy, Christian. Packing. Oh, all right, this is getting weird now.
Hold on. We're going to have
to fix this. It wouldn't be a Nisto Bros podcast.
No, it would not.
There weren't technical.
I just need it to not be on the hey, look at that. That's
look at all the McCaffreys.
Like, I want that many Christians.
That's like toofs. It's teats. Hold on.
Boom, fixed it. I'm a genius, by the way. Troubleshooting on the fly. There we go.
Much so gooder.
Mike's first pick, Christian McCaffrey, very handsome lad.
Much gooder.
I had first pick in my fantasy draft, I just wanted to say, and I did pick McCaffrey, so we're on the same page there.
He doesn't have a name now on my team. But now, Mark, you are up, my friend.
Okay, mad that you picked a running back because that is the most valuable position in fantasy football. So I don't know now if I should also pick a running back or if I should try to get the best of a different position.
Ooh.
I think running back is still the way to go, as I've learned from past heartbreaks in fantasy. I've gotten runner up 4 of the last 5 years.
Damn.
And I will go probably Dalvin Cook is the best.
That's my running back for my shoot fantasy football team. And I snagged him up at third. He was projected second.
Projected second. Okay. So,
yeah. At least on ESPN is what we did it on.
I'm not doing the names. He is on others. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, it's fine.
We can just do the faces. We know the
faces. I don't know their faces. Okay. Like that second quarterback. Never seen that guy.
Dude, it's a weird picture of him, right?
That's a very weird picture of him, I gotta say.
Not a bad hair day, eh, Tom?
Yeah, bad hair day. He looks like
oh, I hate having bad hair days.
He looks super, super thin. Like his neck and his face just don't. Anyway, Austin snaking now, or serpenting. That's weird.
Yeah. So
he wants where are you going? Pick two defenses.
Nice. You can't do that.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry.
Running back.
Put one of them at running back.
I'm going with Derrick Henry for my first pick. I think Derrick
Henry is absolute who I was considering.
Absolute unit. And he won Offensive Player of the Year. I'm pretty sure last year he rushed 2,000 yards. Pretty beefy guy. I don't – you know, this isn't necessarily, points per reception league. Because then obviously I would value maybe Kamara more for getting more receptions, but we're just picking our teams for fun here. And I would want to have a real power back like Henry. And then, I'm going to compliment him with, I think, you know, I've seen this going around. He's been ranked a lot higher and I think I'm going to continue the trend. I like a lot of the wide receivers, so if they all get wiped out, you know, oh well. But I'm going with the best tight end in the game. I'm going with Travis Kelce for my, my second round pick.
But the second round pick?
Yeah, there he is. He went first round in my draft. It's pretty crazy because there's such a premium because he can provide so many more points than, like, any other tight end.
That is very fair.
And that's why I went Kelce. Mark, back to you.
I hate to correct you, but he actually did an interview like a month ago where his actual last name is pronounced Kels.
I heard that. I actually did hear that, but I didn't want to be.
Yes, his last name is pronounced Kels. And that's why when I bought Madden and it was still Kelce, I got mad at Madden. And like, he corrected them 2 weeks before the game came out. You should have changed everything for it.
Yeah, changed the entire game. Prolong the debut. Come on.
Just so you can say Kels. I wonder if they'll say Kels or Kelce this year.
We'll find out. But,
okay, I don't need a receiver, because as Austin alluded to, there's just so many good ones. They're a dime a dozen, honestly, in fantasy. And defense also, it's pretty much who they're facing that week. There's no top defense in fantasy. So I'm going to be crazy, and I'm going to pick a flex and pick Alvin Kamara.
Whoa.
Ooh, wow.
Crazy guy Mark over here.
Wow. Nice. That. Wow, that's a good pick right there. That's a really good pick. I like it. Out of the box. So now I snake.
Out of the box.
Both of those interesting picks. The early tight end, because when Austin and I were putting this together, we were talking about tight ends and kickers. It's like there's like the top two that are like so sure, and then like the rest are just like there. So wow, good pick. Both of you guys, good picks. That being said, I'm stumped. So I'm gonna go with I gotta go with Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback there. He's the best quarterback in the league. He's gonna scramble for me, and he can, you know, chuck it like 70,000 yards in a play. Don't ask how, but he could do that. But I gotta take him for great handoffs to McCaffrey, the best handoffs.
A little dump off, Zach.
Maybe even a little toss, a little sweet play. And with that being said, I'm gonna not pick wide receiver yet. I'm going to stack up my defense, and I'm picking the defense that I picked in my actual fantasy football. I'm going with the Steelers. I don't like the Steelers, but something, and I don't like Coach Tomlin, but something that he has been very consistent of is priding himself and the Steelers on their defense. And I think they've always been top defense in the league for a number of years. And I think that trend is going to continue. So Steelers defense.
Wow, that's not even the first defense I would have picked. Although the defense did get them to 11-0 last year when Ben Roethlisberger was throwing like 100
yards. T.J. Watt, that guy's insane.
He's going to be big. I mean, he's. I think it's in their genes. Already big. Yeah, well, physically. Big boy. Big boy. So, Mark, who do you got now?
Oh, man, I can't take Ezekiel Elliott because he's not a receiver yet. But
yeah, you're actually banned from taking Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You could put him at quarterback.
Yeah, I could put him at quarterback and just get him for his completions per game.
That's not
how they, they do like to run that trick play. He gets the touchdown like every other week passing.
That's not how fantasy works.
But I will probably, tight end, the only one worth taking early is gone. Other ones are just all pretty close together. So I will go probably quarterback now and take the one who I think is probably ranked third anyway, but I think is better than the second ranked in every way, and that is Josh Allen.
Oh, Kyler Murray, gotcha. Really?
Josh Allen was incredible last year, and I think his fantasy value is better than his real value because of his legs.
That's not
interesting.
Wrong team, buddy.
See, I've heard this isn't me saying it. This is just to bring up conversation about Josh Allen because he's really only had one good year.
Yeah, so, he's only had 2 years though.
Well, I guess that's fair. Okay. Case in point. Like I said, that wasn't just me. I've heard that a lot.
No, and 2 years ago, he actually was the third fantasy quarterback on a year he was bad.
Interesting. Because a lot of people are putting him up there. Yeah, a lot of people are putting him up there.
He's a good fantasy player. He's a bad player, I think. I don't like Josh Allen. I don't think he's that good. But he's very good with fantasy because he does all the things. He's like Jameis Winston. He'll throw a lot of interceptions, but he'll throw a lot more touchdowns.
Fair enough.
And also, I mean, last year, this is not foreshadowing my pick, but we got this guy right here, Stephon Diggs, who, you know, joined the Bills. And, you know,
Diggs is who I was going to take.
But oh, like, spoilers.
Who's gonna I took Josh Allen, I was going to take Stephon Diggs. And then I'm like, no, because without Allen, there is no Diggs.
You get double right. points. You get double points in this.
I don't like to do that in fantasy leagues.
In this kayfabe draft.
Well, it is my turn now, and I'm feeling very good. Not a single wide receiver has been touched, and I need some wide receivers. The other thing, I'm talking strategy right now. You guys both took your quarterbacks. I could take my quarterback last. The only thing to take it.
I thought you were going to take a quarterback there, and I was going to laugh at you.
No, I'm sorry, Mark.
He knows he can do it now. He knows he's got the strat.
So I'm going to go with the guy who's in the 99 club in Madden, Davante Adams.
Ooh.
I like that guy. I think he's really good.
Yeah,
I don't play Madden. I just saw they posted so much about it. Also, I'd like to comment: Travis Kelce is so sunburnt in this photo.
He's just as red as his jersey.
It's absolutely
it's like
incredible.
The after Vegas.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, he's rough. Me during Vegas.
But Davante Adams is an absolute beast, I think. And that's going to be my first wide receiver pick. And then my second one, back-to-back picks here. There's a lot of good receivers here. As we mentioned before, there's not too many wrong picks or anything like that. I picked Tyreek Hill in my past two actual fantasy drafts, and he's done very well for me. But I don't want to pick him here just for the sake of repetitiveness. And I'm going to go with DK Metcalf. I'm going to go with just a team of freaks.
I got to go.
Why? What's wrong with DK? You wanted him? I'm sorry.
I think that was his next pick. And if it wasn't if it wasn't his next pick, it was going to be my next pick.
He's an absolute freak in nature.
Ridiculous rookie year. He was fourth in the league in his first year, which doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking
for me, Mark. I like it.
It's just, I'm sorry. As a Seahawks fan, you hurt me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there it is.
I didn't even know you liked the Seahawks, Mark.
Oh, it's a new thing.
Oh, okay. Jets hurt you too much.
This Russell something, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I remember you liking the Seahawks.
Yes.
Yeah, like their hat, maybe.
Look, just a little bit. Maybe even a tattoo.
Maybe even a tattoo I got when I was 16.
Savage.
Maybe. But it's your turn, Mark. Really,
yeah. I'm going to do something just so Mike can't do it. I take Justin Tucker.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do me real dirty. But that is doing me dirty.
That's your
pick. I take Justin Tucker because he is head and shoulders above every other kicker and has been since he entered the league in 2012. I don't watch too much football. Shut up.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT kicker for sure.
Percentage-wise, he is the GOAT kicker. He has the highest accuracy percentage ever.
Literally. I wasn't saying that just for the memes. He's really like the GOAT and could kick it for like 70 yards. Maybe not 70 just yet.
No, his highest that made was
like 60-something.
I don't remember. It was in a practice. It was like 65. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
it was ridiculous. Even in game, I think he's hit one over 60.
That's Justin Tucker for you. He can do anything.
I thought you were gonna do me real dirty.
Sorry for interrupting. It took him seven years to miss his first extra point.
That's insane. And that's when they had moved it back, right?
Yes.
So
he's a freak.
Yes. He's the not Greek freak. He's the kicking freak, and I made a kicking motion with my leg, but you couldn't see
it. If you try to throw with him in that, and it works at least 5% of the time.
Oh, good to know. You have to run the fake kick play. I don't know. That's stupid. I thought you were gonna do me real dirty and pick back to back wide receivers that I was gonna pick because he picked Metcalf, which is one of that I was gonna go with. And then I thought you were gonna pick a receiver, and I'm just gonna take him now because I'm absolutely scared of him going. I have to take my boy, my actual boy, my day one, CD Lamb. I have to take him. I have to take him. He's a sophomore year. Yeah, he had a great rookie year. I wouldn't say great. He had a good rookie year, and it was unfortunate that Dak got hurt. But he's had an amazing camp and a great preseason. He's gonna blow up this year. He's gonna get a big contract when his rookie contract is up. He's gonna be big. He's gonna be big time. I know how to pick him. And now, with my snaking back or my serpenting back, I'm going to pick my flex player, Ezekiel Elliott. Sticking with the Cowboys, my good old Cowboys. Love me some Cowboys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go, for both games he plays this year, he'll be really good for you.
Go Cowboys. Yeah, I'm picking Ezekiel Elliott's nose ring.
He's really good. I like him. I think he's really good. I think that's a good pick. Yeah,
he's got to stay healthy, like Mark said.
We didn't put Saquon in it for running back because of injury concerns.
I did notice that Saquon was someone when I was thinking about doing this, I was thinking I was going to avoid him out of fear because the same reason I wouldn't have picked McCaffrey first. He was hurt last year, and I'm scared when people come back that they won't be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always a valid concern.
Yeah.
Mark,
I mean, it's tough too when we limit it down to, you know, five. You know, it's tough because, yeah, there's Saquon that could easily be in there, and there's many more too.
Oh, man. Can this be my team for like a 12 team league? This would be great. But I guess I should go receiver because who would pick defense before any other position? I don't know. Probably. But I guess if he's lasted three whole picks, actually there's two of them that shouldn't have lasted this long, but I guess I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Good pick. Mm-hmm. Good pick. Mm-hmm. You think he's going to win the race? You guys hear about that?
No.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm ashamed of myself for not.
Oh, there's been this stuff going on that he's going to try to race Usain Bolt. And interesting. That Usain Bolt is putting up his Olympic gold medal and Tyreek Hill is going to put up his Super Bowl ring.
I think I did hear a little bit about that. That's really interesting.
I feel like he's definitely going to lose, though.
I think he's definitely going to lose as well.
I don't know. Bolt might be watched. Who knows? It was his birthday last week, I'm pretty sure, on the pod. He's not turning too ripe of an age, for sure.
I think he's on the other side of 30. Wrong side of 30, as they say.
And you know, Tyreek Hill's got that at Cheetah on Instagram, so he is a pretty fast guy. My next two picks, I'm going with DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's, you know, a lot of people consider him one of, if not the best receiver in the league, so that's going to be my flex play.
Well, he's the best receiver there left because CeeDee Lamb was already taken.
Right. That is a fact.
Best receiver in the league, obviously, would be CeeDee Lamb. But.
Yes. So there's my flex play. And then for my next pick, I only got three picks to go.
That's right.
I'm going to go, and I only got three positions, and I have all three positions to fill here.
Quarterback, kicker.
I'm going to go with the Rams defense.
Nice.
I'm going with the Rams defense. I had them last year in fantasy. They served me very well. Aaron Donald. That's all I'm going to say.
Aaron Donald.
He's mean. I'll never forget the day of their playoff game in the wild card round last year against the Seahawks. Saw someone wearing an Aaron Donald jersey, and I was so, like, trying to hate him because he was cheering for the other team. He was just the nicest person.
Naturally.
I just talked to him for like 5 minutes by the elevator, and I was just like, wow, that guy was so nice, but screw your team.
Yeah, right. be worse.
Right, be worse so I could hate you like I hate your team.
Right.
Yes.
But anyway, oh man, this is...
Do you want to see your team, Mark?
So Mark's I need
defense. I need tight end.
Tight end, right?
And another receiver.
Oh, and another receiver, right?
Yes. I think one of those defenses is much better than the other two, but I can wait on that because it's just me left.
Ah, he's got the game.
He's got it down to a science.
Phil, don't say that evil word. Can I just pick Justin Tucker again and
yeah.
Yeah.
Guarantee I have Justin Tucker.
Cool. All right. So my next pick.
No, I picked probably
line him up next to Tyreek Hill.
Sorry. I don't think he's the best tight end that's there, but I think he's the most likely to play a full year. Mark Andrews.
Damn. Pick my next pick. Now I gotta
if you will.
Now I gotta reevaluate.
Got three purple jerseys there, Mark. I like it.
That was my next pick. So I also need a tight end. I need a kicker and my second receiver, I think, right? I think that's what I need. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, the only one that needs a tight end, so I don't need to do that. I could take a receiver.
I think you heard us talking about that, Austin.
Yeah. I think I figured it out. I'm catching on to your guys' strategy here. Let's see. I'm going to go with my boy, my brother, actually, because we share the same first name, Mike Evans. I'm going with Mike Evans.
I like
Clearly,
that.
We're brothers because we have the same first name.
New Nisto Bros podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mike
just
podcast.
All of the mics. Just bring on a different dumb. Mic every week.
Look at those receivers. Look at those receivers. What greatness right there.
Those are very good receivers.
Yeah. The GOAT CeeDee Lamb. Oh, I got to pick two. That's right.
Kicker or tight end?
I'm going to pick a kicker because I can wait on the tight end. And I'm going to take Harrison Butker because that's a fun name.
We got a lot of fun names in the kickers, eh?
Yeah, I would say. I'm going to pick.
You don't pick a certain kicker, Austin. You're not doing it right.
Yep.
Okay, like hey, people. Man. We'll get there when we get there.
Oh, no, never mind. I'm tripping. Never mind. Disregard. Yeah. Edit that out. Disregard.
I don't even think Butker's one of the best kickers, but he always is in fantasy because his team scores so damn much.
Yeah. Let's go.
He's good, though.
No, he's good for sure. I wouldn't have him in the top five kickers value, like for just skilled at kicking.
Yeah, we forgot about Lambeau. Lambeau should probably be up there. He's pretty good, too.
Yes, he is. Okay, so I guess it doesn't matter which I pick because I have them both whoever I want. So, you know what? I'm just going to make it a receiver last because kids, don't try this at home. Don't ever pick them in real life in a real draft because I don't even think they're top 10 defense. But I just want to say I have the football team on my team.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew he was going to do it to him.
There it is.
Don't try this.
I'm going to a football team game this year. Can't wait.
Are you?
Yeah, because they're Which playing one? The Seahawks. They're hosting them.
Oh,
it's a Monday nice. Night game.
Oh, let's go. That's awesome.
Really cool. All right. So there it is. I'm going to make my last two picks here. I'm going to go with Tom Brady as my quarterback. I don't think he's the best one, but I'm going to pull out the ultimate, you know.
Can't my bet team's against
going to be a winner. My team, we need a winner. And no, there's no better winner.
Turn off the podcast.
What happened? What Everyone say? Turn it off.
I think we just had a heel turn on the podcast.
I mean, he's the GOAT, you know. He's,
what do we want to say, you know?
That's because I was never really in the league. That's why.
Much more. What did you say?
It's because he was never in the league.
Oh.
Yeah, Mark was never in the league. That's why Tom.
The GOAT because they never let me play. They said you got to be at least 6 foot tall to play. And I was like, oh.
Damn.
The other I'm reason.
Only 5 inches off.
What?
Very close. Like half
off. No, I'm Very just close. Right there.
The other reason I chose Tommy Boy is I didn't want to choose any. This was a personal thing. I didn't want to choose anyone from the same team. So I didn't want to have actually Rodgers throwing Devontae Adams or Murray throwing to Hopkins. I wanted it all fantasy out. So, gotcha. But also I think Tom is going to still have a tremendous season. I don't.
You can't really bet understand. Against him. He's going to play until he's.
And I'm going with Young Hoku. I'm going with the boy.
There he goes.
Is that, where gonna, is that the one I was supposed to choose, Mark?
Yes.
There we go. There's the guy.
What a okay. King. What a unit.
I'm very, very happy with my team, but you guys got to wrap up the draft here.
Yeah. So to wrap up my picks, I have to take a receiver. And can I just have all four of them?
No.
I thought you said you were going to take Justin Tucker as your other wide receiver.
I wanted to, but it's weird.
Rodrigo?
He told me personally that he doesn't do it.
Yeah, Rodrigo Blankenship. It's my last wide receiver.
I hate doing this, but he's probably the best value left. I hate doing this because who my quarterback is, but Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
He's going with the stack.
I think he's the best one. So I liked him when he was on the Vikings. He made Kirk Cousins look good.
That's impressive. So I got to pick a tight end, and my two tight ends I wanted. Well, I mainly really wanted Mark Andrews, to be honest with you, and he's gone. So I'm going to go with I guess I'll pick someone that's not Kittle because of the throwing purposes. I'll go with TJ Hockenson. I picked him in Madden a few times, and he's pretty good. That's all I really got about him. I don't know a whole lot. I don't know. And I like his hair. Yeah, it's pretty sexual. I don't know. That's kind of a weird thing to say on the pod, but I've said worse.
That's a fact. there it is. That's the fantasy draft. The Nisto Bros.
I wonder if he was agreeing that his hair is that nice or that you've said worse.
Yes.
Hey, you got to decide for yourself, all right?
Definitely yes.
I'm very happy with my team. I'm sure everyone's teams are very stacked. Let us know in the comments what we got wrong, what we did right, what you liked, what you didn't. But here's
the let final us know rundowns who
of all of our pick. Teams. Mike, kick it off.
Yeah, let us know who you'd pick, and let us know who we snubbed, because we mentioned, you know, Barkley, Saquon Barkley, and I'm sure there's
a lot of honorable mentions that we did not honor.
A reminder. A comment tomorrow saying Mark did the best.
Thanks buddy. Yeah, definitely, we like those comment numbers.
Who is this Jark Mooston comment?
Yeah, we got a weird comment from Jark Mooston saying that Mark was the best.
Yeah,
Lana number one. My team, I got Mahomes handing it off to McCaffrey and doing the old flea flicker to then throw to either the wide open CeeDee Lamb or Mike Evans. And, you know, we'll throw a little tight end block if he's not going down for the field. TJ Hockenson, that hurt. And my flex player, my sixth man off the bench to throw in a basketball term, I got Ezekiel Elliott with his weird, strange nose ring. And then I got the Steelers defense, and then I forgot his name.
Harrison the Buttman.
Yeah, Butker. I was gonna call him Kittle, but I'm like, wait a minute, that's a different chief.
Yeah. 49er.
Butker.
Yeah, I was gonna 49er. Say
not the even. Red threw me off. I haven't eaten all day. I'm sorry.
Oh. Hey, Nisto Eats is gonna be a good Chiefs one then, all right?
Kels and Kittle, that just wouldn't be fair.
So what?
Yeah.
If they would have
if the Chiefs had Kels and Kittle.
Oh yeah,
that just wouldn't be fair.
Wouldn't be. It's already not fair. But
Mark,
anyway,
let us know your team.
What do we got?
Okay, so my team speaks for itself, but I will still walk you through it for those listeners.
Audio learners.
See. More importantly than anything else, at defense, I have the Washington football team. Oh. And my screen just went dark because my phone's at 20%. So I'm trying to do this off of memory now. Let's see.
Is it not showing up again now for you?
I click close to the percentage and it's a black screen. I see you in the corner, but I don't see Austin's screen anymore. I don't know. It's just my phone being mean because it's old.
It's really unfortunate.
But quarterback, I know I have Josh Allen because Josh Allen is the best white quarterback in the league right now. Who's this, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Never heard of him.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Austin's making a face.
At running back. Oh man, who was my running back? And I picked
because Minnesota Vikings.
No, Minnesota Viking Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
And I also have another running back at flex and Alvin Kamara because Alvin Kamara is my hero.
Me too.
Yep.
Yeah, you too. At tight ends, I picked Mark Andrews because I like the wrestler Mark Andrews. And then I remember the first time I saw him in a game. I was like, "Oh my God, that's like the wrestler. No one else knows who that is, but I."
You saw the wrestler playing football.
Yeah.
Imagine
Mark Andrews. I mean, he's probably really fast. So
he's very small. Your wide receivers.
My wide receiver, I have Stephon Diggs, who I didn't want to pick either of these two, but they were the best last. Like Tyreek Hill should have been the first one picked, I thought. So getting him as like I think fourth receiver picked. Was real nice. And so Tyreek Hill and Stephon Diggs are my two receivers.
And
so
then your Josh kicker is? Allen
gets to throw it to himself because they're on the same team.
Pretty much.
And my kicker is the most important person on this team, who I would have picked first if I wouldn't have been laughed off the podcast, and that is Justin Tucker.
You could have done it. I would have just been mad because I wanted to.
Screen's back, but it's on the three of us now. How do I get it back to not that? That's weird.
I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on the mobile, but you did a great job presenting your team.
off the dome.
Off the mobile. And we're going to go with my team to wrap it up. At the quarterback, we got the GOAT. We got Tom Brady. At the running back, we got Derrick Henry. Absolute monster. Wide receivers, Devontae Adams and DK Metcalf. How do you stop them? Tight end, Travis Kelce. Don't call me Kelsey. Call me Sunburn, though. And then at the flex, we got DeAndre Hopkins, another elite wide receiver. Defense, Aaron Donald, and kicker, Young Ho Koo. All
right. Just Aaron Donald. Honestly, I think Austin has the best team.
Well, because he has Young Ho Koo.
I think
Austin's team might be the best this year, specifically because he got Kelce and he has the receivers.
Yeah,
I think his only weakness is quarterback. And for fantasy purposes, Tom Brady is not a weakness in any way.
Right.
Yeah.
I just mean Tom Brady's very much average. short, great passes, but well, he does average. He usually finishes like 12th or 13th in fantasy, which I think shows how not accurate fantasy can be, but it's a lot of fun to do. So I get why
you just said before with Josh Allen too.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I think fantasy is so much fun in every sport because it makes you care a lot more, but I don't think it's the most accurate. If it's the best.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
because like even just you have like Mahomes is like 43rd out of all players.
And it's like, I think Mahomes is the best I've ever seen, straight up talent wise. Tom Brady's still the GOAT because of how long he's been this good.
Right, exactly.
But I just think in overall talent, with just naturally being amazing, I'm mad at how good Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah, and how young he is, damn it. And how handsome he has everything.
There he is.
And then there's people like me that are just like,
that's why he's on my team.
I woke up today.
Yeah!
Gotta take what
you get. Beat my record for how long I've been alive. Beat my own personal best.
Excellent. So again, let us know who you thought was the best team, who you would have picked, who we snubbed. And let's get to that post of the week. Do you have to stop screen sharing to then go to a different screen?
No, hold on. I just need to wait one sec. Okay.
That was one.
Ready?
This is definitely more than 1 second.
Boom.
There it is.
Oh, I didn't do it for
Chairman himself.
Hold on.
Yeah. What didn't you do?
Gotta make it optimized for a video clip. Okay, now we can listen to it as well. It's probably gonna blow out your speakers though. Look at that. It's full volume. That's probably why. Here, let's just go right there.
Oh wow, that's loud and it was very low.
I was gonna say it's at like 2%.
Yeah. So, for the record, I don't know who this person was, or it's that Dark Horse 0412. This was an AEW versus Pro Wrestling Tees softball game. And this is Sean Spears of AEW, whose nickname is the Chairman. So, he went up to bat with a chair, and he hits, I want to say a bomb, but I can't say that because it's not. But he still hit it with a freaking steel chair.
He called the shot.
He called his shot and it was just a little bit short, but Dark Horse 0412 says, "Hey, at Casey Lee, who is formerly known as Peyton Royce, her, that's her hubby. Get your man. He lost the plot. Crying face, skull face." And I mean, good form with a chair. I mean, and I would have like missed. I still would have missed
safely too.
It did look like that. I still think I would have missed with a chair. I probably would have fell.
I wanted with a fishing pole.
I would have like dropped the chair, like swinging it. I would have like let go by accident.
Yeah.
I was so fixed on hitting the ball, the chair would go flying with it.
It's a really impressive feat, I'd say.
I, I have no idea who won. I want to. Yeah, it's hilarious going up there with the gimmick. You gotta love it. Is that Orange Cassidy in a like a lawn chair?
Orange Cassidy was at third base just chilling.
I didn't notice that all these times he's played. I just noticed him there. He's like in a lawn chair.
Living the gimmick. I live that gimmick too, Orange. Don't worry.
Love it. What a unit.
So that is the post of the week.
Post of the week.
Check out the link if you're an audio learner and you can watch the video for yourself.
Excuse me, that was a bad time to come back to the three of us there.
Yeah, we're all looking a little whack.
Yeah, after so that hungry, I'm long, so tired.
Strenuous.
For yourself. And,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm
long good time.
Day.
Long day.
You know, something hard, that's hard really work, fun, almost. Though.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's when, I think everyone's had this moment, when singing in the shower, it's really a fun time, right? But then maybe it doesn't turn into such a fun time when you get this soap in your mouth. You know, you're singing, all that. Because then it turns into a soap opera.
Oh, my.
I had no idea where this was going, and I was on for the ride, and I'm so happy with where we got.
I was like, isn't this supposed to be a joke, was my thought the whole time, and I'm like, he's just talking about relatable things. How is that funny? Yeah. And then he said the punchline, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, man. Nice
knowing you guys.
All right. See you later, Mark.
We told you these dad jokes are the way dad to go.
Jokes are like, but I'm just mad real quick before I hop off. You guys.
No, I was kidding. Not
I really was important kidding. Birthday. No, because you guys forgot a really important birthday. So I probably should hop off. It is my 112th birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
how the was I supposed to?
It's 1 month. 1 month into the year.
You're an idiot.
Like, come on. I'm 112th to have to be the same age as the Yankees rings.
Idiot. Wow. Dumb thing to say.
You're a dumb thing to say.
You're right. I was invited to my friend's house the other day for breakfast for dinner. Honestly, phenomenal. Shout out to Luke. That's a true story. But on my way there, I asked as a good guest, I said, do you need anything? And he asked if I could pick up 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like very specific.
It's very specific. It would probably be cheaper to buy a dozen.
Yeah, it wasn't until I got there that I realized I picked 7 up.
Oh. You see, the thing with that is... I really, really hate you.
That's a good one. Wow.
Luke actually did have breakfast for dinner night, and but he did not ask me for 6 cans of Sprite, nor did I bring 7 up.
It also would have been weird to drink a lemon lime soda with
Sprite with breakfast. Yeah, Sprite with pancakes. No, not ideal. But
not my thing.
Ew.
Phenomenal.
I want breakfast for dinner.
It was very good. It was very good. Make it right now. Cereal.
Yeah, you're right. I know this great chef, IHOP.
It's true. You're pretty good.
That one's correct.
That one's Mr. true. Hop. Do you have a joke, Mark?
Maybe go to G-Hop.
Yeah, G-Hop.
Thing I have, there's no bigger joke than my life.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh. Oh, come here.
I just said that to get a hug. My life's great.
You got a wife. Happy wife, happy life.
Today is her 112th birthday, and you didn't say that either.
Yeah, happy 112th birthday to
Mrs. And yesterday Houston, was our so... 1 month of marriage anniversary, guys.
Ew, it's like you start dating. Happy 1 month, ducky.
Yeah, right? That's it, right? That's why I said it to her yesterday. I was like, oh, you survived me a month.
Happy 1 month anniversary.
Happy 1 month anniversary. And then today, when she called me, I said, happy 1 month and a day. Like,
oh wow,
you need to leave. You need to leave.
Yes.
And then she was like, why'd I call you? I could be watching TikToks.
Damn, exactly. I'd spend my break watching TikToks instead. Oh man. But thanks, Mark. Thanks for coming on. This was fun. Hope you had fun too.
Oh man, I had a time.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I had a blast. It was a good it was a good episode for sure.
We have always a lot. We have a lot of eyes in this episode.
Oh,
a lot of eyes.
We have
some. That's 12.
That's a lot. I hear Tamina. Yeah.
Only Tamina's coming.
Yeah.
All aboard.
All aboard the Tamina train. I'm surprised that that was actually the first one. I kind of forgot you lived by the train tracks for a little bit there.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
How could you ever forget?
Yeah, I know. I used to live over there too.
Yeah, man. It must have been such a good rate to get this house though.
Probably. Nobody just wants
because to live who wants to live next to a train tracks, right?
You get used to it. You obviously know that.
I mean, when we first moved here, I was a wee lad, and it would wake me up every night, and I would just jump and be like, what?
You get used to it after, like, a week, maybe, if that long, honestly.
No, yeah, definitely. Like, when Jess moved in, she had definitely stayed here enough to already be used to it.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Ow. Just
get married. Just get married because happy wife, happy life. That's what a wise man once told me. A wise man named Matt Hardy told me personally.
He did. Cameos. This one's free. Go get a cameo for Matt Hardy. You're welcome.
Wow. Yeah. Free plug. And speaking of plugs, check out the we didn't even do any plugs. Check out the link in the description of the podcast or go to our Instagram, look in the bio. There's a link to the merch store, and you can use the code NISTOSHIPS for free shipping on all your future orders. Yeah.
Forever.
In perpetuity.
Forever.
See, now when you take away that promo code, I'm going to go back to this episode and be like, but you told me it was forever.
Forever. We're not even going to take it away.
Who knows? Good.
Forever.
Like when then Mark's going to sue us for all we got.
Advertising, which reminds me of a funny TikTok I saw yesterday. Maybe it'll be a post of the week. Oh well,
who knows? But what we were gonna say, this is my announcement here. So
get the tissues.
Gonna be starting a break of the Nisto Bros podcast. We're not gonna announce next week. We got this, we're not sure yet. You know, life's getting a little busy. Stuff's happening, so you know, no, it's not goodbye or anything like that. It's a see you later. But we don't have like a date in mind or anything like that. Could be a couple weeks, could be longer, we're not sure. But you know, stuff's going on, work in school, everyone's, you know, we got lives. We talk about our lives sometimes here. Stuff's busy, things get in the way. So I would just also want to say, you know, I want to bring my full present self to the pod every week. And that was one of the things I was thinking, you know, it might just be a little tough to do that every week. So
yeah,
that's where we're at.
It can be tough. And yeah, it's only like an hour out of our entire week and, you know, an hour on a Saturday,
There's so much more prep than that.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. There's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes and stuff like that, you know, prepping for every week, and you know, whether we're prepping before or after a show, and then just making sure we get an episode out and stuff like that. Like there's, you know, a couple that we had to do that were super late. There's been some that we've done super early just because of, you know, life getting in the way. So it's unfortunate, but I think it will be you know, best for now, for the time being. Talked about it. We're still going to do our Nisto Drinks and Nisto Eats episodes.
Yep.
Stay
tuned for those. On the YouTubes every week.
Yeah, those are easier to do and a little less hectic, less planning really involved. But there's a lot that goes into it, and it's not a bad thing at all. Like, we love doing this, and we're going to love to continue to do it when we come back, when that may be. You guys will know for sure. There'll be an announcement.
Or shizzle.
Balloons and everything.
Oh, big time. Oh, episode 76. No one's even gonna know.
episode 76, you have no idea how big it's going to be. There's going to be pyro and streamers is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't bring tissues. You should have told me about this.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of forgot. The bomb on I kind of forgot until like partway through the episode. I was like, God dang, this is something. Yeah. But anyway, sorry to leave you on that slightly somber note, but stay tuned for canceled. Nisto Drinks and Nisto Eats.
I got canceled because I was on.
Pretty much. Yeah. YouTube already knew, they foreshadowed. They're like, we heard you're having this Justin guy on. Yeah.
Demonetized, deleted, blocked.
Yeah, this is it. This is the last one. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was that Jark Mustin comment.
Jark, it was that Jark Mustin comment. But we'll be back.
That guy follows me.
We'll be back.
So, Donna's back.
Is that 10%?
10%? No.
That is 10%.
Okay, all right, so Mark, really get out of here. We're really going to wrap it up.
Thank you again, Mark, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And yeah, I think that's all we got.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Love. Sip.
Don't read the Jark Mustin comments and eat and listen. I really hurt my ears when I slammed on the headset like that.